Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A fishing record's been smashed off the WA coast with the biggest blue marlin ever caught in Australia reeled in off Exmouth.
Yeah, it was some pretty good stuff there yesterday.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. My name is Tommy Dasilo. Thank you for joining us, and with me, as always...
Born to fish, forced to podcast. It's Ben Vanel here, and rounding out this trio of little fishermen...
Born to podcast, smells like a fish. It's Adam Knox here.
Women hate me, fish suck me off.
Fish want to be me, men want to kill me. Women haven't made their minds up yet, but I think they're on the men's side.
Okay.
But the fish, they love me.
Yeah, that's
they're jumping out of the boat, getting it. Or no, they're jumping. Oh, fuck. They're jumping into the boat.
Yeah.
If they're jumping out of the boat, they hate me. Maybe the fish secretly hate me. We've all been fishing.
Yeah.
You're wearing like a little fisherman's hat, fashion report.
Yeah.
Tommy, you've got a
very fishy.
I've cosplayed like I'm in the game we're going to review later on. I was just thinking about how it would be funny to do. I want to get into making bootleg shirts this year.
Oh,
I was just talking to someone about how my friend like runs a screen printing business.
Well, the fucking, sorry to get ahead of you, the copyright on Mickey Mouse is up this year.
Oh.
But specifically the Steamboat Willie version, it's only that one.
That's the cool version.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we head down to Echuca. We pull up next to the paddle steamer station, and we've just got our Steamboat Willie merch ready to go.
Which I guess wouldn't be bootleg if he's royalty free or whatever, if he's public domain.
No, you're just taking advantage of a good situation.
Yeah, that's just a regular boot.
But you could do Steamboat Penis or something. That would.
You could workshop it for a little maybe. Or
Penis Willie.
Thank you.
I forgot that Willie is a word for penis.
But me and my friend were talking about how like...
Did you remember that Willie was a word?
Okay. That's why I said it.
I thought that might have been a coincidence. Because even if his name was Steamboat Steve, I have a feeling you might have still said Steamboat Penis.
No, I was cooking that up for like a good 10, 15 seconds.
Sitting at the grill like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I've been to like concerts in America where it doesn't even have to be that big of a concert and there'll still be someone posted up out front with like a row of bootleg shirts that they've made.
Right.
And you never see it here. You might see it if it's like the biggest like concert at the MCG. You might get someone bothering to do bootleg shirts.
Not
and me and my
place.
Friend were like, why don't we start doing this? Like, you've got the screen printing stuff.
Yeah.
Let's just start whipping up designs and like, and then we were annoyed because we realized we'd just missed like the biggest weekend you're ever going to have to do that where like Billy Joel, the F1. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Harry Styles had all been here within like a week. It's like, damn, what if that had been our lives? Just like every night we're outside a different stadium. But you can still do it. But just thinking about like those shirts that are like, born to fish, forced to work.
You get them at the markets here. I remember the most vivid memory I have of one was of like Daffy Duck in a hoodie, like looking all bedraggled, like he'd been on a bender. And in huge letters all down the sides, Daffy Duck was standing down like your right side of your chest.
Yeah.
Then massive golden letters all down the other side. It said, I love heroin and kebabs.
But what I'm proposing is I've got my bootleg operation set up next to the market stall. So I'm like across the road. All those like shops in like Surfer's Paradise that have the like, you know, the t-shirt with like the big breasted like on the front. Like I've just got my own knockoff. I'm doing knockoffs of the knockoffs.
I love it.
Across the street from there.
What do they look like though? Because if you're talking like Daffy Duck, I love heroin and kebabs. If you want to take a step further than that, what even is that like?
Well, I guess it has to come back around. So mine's more legit and it just says it's rabbit season.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But not wabbit because it's still a knockoff.
It is rabbit season. Yeah, it's the photocopy of the
suffering
photocopy.
Suffering succotash.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay. good luck with your future endeavors.
Yeah. No, I reckon you'll do okay, honestly.
This is an idea. I'll sizzle this. This is something I think I'm going to do in the next few months. I was trying to think of, like, what's a funny thing to have a bootleg of. And, you know, the so for international listeners, this will make no sense, but the Clifton Hill McDonald's.
Yes.
It's kind of
they
like.
They don't even have to be international. They can be 1 hour's drive from here. And then
or you just have to be a connoisseur of fancy McDonald's, because I've seen this one on a bunch of like BuzzFeed lists.
It does the rounds.
It's a trivia McDonald's.
It does the rounds.
It is, yeah.
It's in like an old Art Deco bank.
Yes.
And it looks incredible.
I wish I lived there. Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be my local.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna do a little drawing of the outside of the
Clifton Hill McDonald's. Gonna get a cheeseburger and a personal loan.
I'm just gonna pull up there one day, little suitcase, selling merch out the front of the Clifton Hill McDonald's.
That's great.
See how I go.
Yeah. Send a few emails to Pedestrian and Broadsheet.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good idea too, because McDonald's not a litigious company.
Well, this is it. It's like, what's the worst case scenario?
You're poking the largest bear in the whole
what's
forest.
What's the worst case? You get sued into bankruptcy.
Yeah,
Ronald McDonald
funny.
Comes at you in the middle of the night with a garrote.
Yeah, yeah.
Cuts you like a pickle.
Michael Keaton comes and bloody karate kicks you.
That's good, isn't it? Doing a stunt where you assume that, like, even the worst thing that happens, it's like, well, the people would rally around me. And then it happens and people are just like, no, this serves you right.
Yeah,
they're a great company with a fantastic product.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you take the absolute piss out of them like this?
Yep. Do you know the other piece of Australian McDonald's trivia I know? That McCafe started over here.
Oh.
In like 1993, because the person who owned, I think it was the Swanston Street McDonald's.
I was going to say it would make sense if it was Melbourne.
Which has now exploded and gone and is a train station. But the Swanston Street McDonald's.
They didn't explode it.
They blew it up.
They might have imploded it because it's a big fucking hole.
That's true.
They're
controlled
not doing
demolition.
It brick by brick. You think they're going and they're taking it apart like Lego?
Well, they've probably rebuilt it somewhere in like a heritage museum.
Oh, yes.
He saw people walking past with coffees and he's like, I want to get in on that. They come in with a coffee to buy a McMuffin or whatever.
Yeah, right. That's
really
cool.
And so now they're all around the place in the rest of the world. So if you're ever drinking a coffee at McDonald's, well, one of the fancier coffees, they always sold coffee there, but no one wanted to buy the shitty American-style jug kind of coffee, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Filter
coffee.
Do you remember when Oprah was coming out here and it was like highly publicized event, Oprah doing her show like from the steps of the Sydney Opera House or whatever?
No, I don't remember.
Surely
this.
She could book out the whole Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
She's doing
pretty
it
cheap of Oprah. No wonder she's a billionaire.
She's selling bootleg Opera House merch out the
well,
front.
This is the Opera House. It's a bootleg opera.
She, there was this thing on the project that was like, put out as if it was just a genuine, like, here's the best stuff. It was like a tourism kind of video.
Okay.
It was like, here's the best stuff to do in Australia. And it was like Carrie Bickmore going, and of course, we all love getting together for a cup of joe in at McCafe. And people are like, why the hell would you say that? And then it turns out it's like been paid for by McDonald's. But the idea that this kind of like went out, they tried to kind of like sneak it in.
Yeah.
And then people were all mad at Carrie Bickmore. It's like, how dare you undermine the coffee culture in this beautiful city of Melbourne.
One of our only original culture things.
Also very Melbourne to get more mad about coffee culture being undermined than journalistic integrity.
Absolutely. But the way you're explaining the backstory of it, it's like, well, the legacy of it, of the McCafe, it is Melbourne.
It's one of Australia's biggest exports, I suppose, other than iron ore.
Yeah, true, true.
We're a primary production country as well as a little bit of McCafe on the side.
Well, talking about companies getting litigious.
Oh, man.
There's a bit of news floating around this week.
The big Sue fans over at Nintendo, they love to chuck a lawsuit at people.
Yeah, God, they do, yeah.
As we say down here, getting a little bit tidgy.
Oh.
Been getting a bit tidgy, have you?
Getting a bit tidgy.
Oh, yeah, bloody. I don't like tidgy at all. That makes me feel real uncomfortable for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, Nintendo got tidgy with a. I have a problem with things that end in a Y. I've realized Brecky, Chocky, all of those ones, they piss me off because I feel like a baby's talking to me.
Brecky, I'm okay with, but it's because I don't eat it anymore and I had it as a baby, so I just associate it with being young.
Yeah. So if you were saying every meal was still like your baba or whatever, that's how, I don't know what it is.
I do insist on calling it Din Dins, though.
Get a little Lun Lun.
But Chocky makes me feel sick.
I don't know what it is.
The word, not the food stuff.
Hey, it can real easily. Yeah. You eat enough Chocky, you get an ouchie in your belly. I don't know what, I know it's my fault. My parents are English and I think I didn't grow up with that particular slang in my house. And so
I mean, we love to knock them, but those poms that come over here for the comedy festival, they've got a point. We do love a slang, don't we?
Yeah, we do sound fucking stupid.
A friend of mine will go like, I'm going up to the bar, do you want another beery or beeroo? And it's like, you've made it longer.
Yeah. Hey, you come over here, all the Australians love a bit of slang. Like, instead of my friend, they say cunt. They always call me a cunt.
Woo!
Yeah!
Cambridge!
So let me read you part of a document
that
Nintendo of America filed.
Strap yourselves in, audience. It's about to get really exciting.
Not a whole document.
Yeah. Just part
of a document.
An excerpt, I believe it's called.
This is about
a gentleman's slither.
This is about how a couple months ago, I think we maybe mentioned it, but never really talked about it because it was like full of spoilers for Breath of the for Tears of the Kingdom. Mm. But there was a official art book that somehow the entirety of it, I believe, got leaked by a person initially through Discord.
Yes.
And that's been out there for a while, and I don't think it's like crazy spoilery. I think it turned out to mainly be like enemies, and because it's obviously concept art and a lot of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's design stuff, so like costumes, like clothes and stuff you could find in there. Mm-hmm. But still, I think most people went like, well, I'm staying the hell away from this. And it never came out how this person came into possession of this book, did it?
I don't think so, and I suppose that's part of what Nintendo's looking for here.
Because that's so far in advance. That's not just like, you know, sometimes people just get, you know, someone fucks up and ships their pre-order a week early.
There are people from GameStop who, you know, exactly.
But this is like, this was like 5 months before the game even coming out. And typically you would think the art book is like a little bit down the line as well.
I suppose so, yeah. It's got to be, you'd imagine, some tie to a publisher or whatever.
Mm. Right.
So they don't know, I suppose, because they've gone to Discord. Mm. They're subpoenaing Discord to reveal the leaker's identity. This is from the document. NOA, Nintendo of America, is requesting the attached proposal subpoena that would order Discord Inc., and then in brackets, Discord.
Yeah.
Okay, good to be specific, yeah.
I love a bit of that in a legal document. Or as you idiots would call it, Discord.
To disclose the identity, including the name, address, telephone number, and email address of the user Julien2743. Let's check our Discord, see if there's anyone who is responsible.
What if we found out we were the first place it got leaked and it had just been like, it had just somehow passed all three of us by.
Yeah.
Everyone in the Discord, and which you can get into by signing up at patreon.com/filthycasjulespod.
That's correct.
That's it.
All the users just going like, when are the admins going to clamp down on this?
Who is responsible for
posting?
We
would be able to, like, we would be able to find out probably that person's personal information.
I don't think you would, because this is the thing about, so who is responsible for posting?
If they were through Patreon.
Infringing content that appeared at the following Discord channel, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Right.
So I guess that was the channel. You can get to the Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Discord by going to patreon.com/filthycasualspod.
Yeah. We're talking about it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a lie.
Yeah. We've got the whole game. We've just been streaming it in there. So, you know.
They posted it to Reddit as well and like it went around, but Discord was the first place. And so they want Discord to give up the personal details of someone who signed up for them, which is the biggest story that I don't know if that's happened before, maybe through police activity.
I don't think so, right? Like you have to subpoena Twitter to get someone's personal information.
Right.
And they often refuse.
And look, there's some dodgy shit out there on Discord. Right. People use that shit for like revenge porn, for gross shit.
Right, right.
It's
some dark web stuff, you know?
It like can be. Yeah. I mean, it's any relative or like not, it's like a personally moderated part of the internet, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like not moderated by people who necessarily have a full understanding of the law or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Are deliberately shirking that.
And it's like encrypted and the anonymity is part of it, I guess, if you want it to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's I think people should be found out when they're doing stuff like that.
Right,
and
of course.
Piracy, which this is, like, I think this person's tag on Discord was PDF Pirate.
That's great.
Right.
And
I'm going to change mine to that and see if they come after me. And I'll be like, I didn't do it.
Well, what are all these bootleg shirts of Mario you've got here? They're my friends.
You're in court. I've made you a bootleg shirt that's got the URL of the pod on it.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, we're on here, boys. Okay.
This will
be that would be official merchandise.
Getting a big new audience from C-SPAN.
Yes.
But yeah, this is a weird one where it's like, yes, a crime has been committed, but you can also see just getting someone on the other side of it who's got to enforce this who doesn't quite get it being like, a book? You just put some of a book up. Like,
well, and there's big clampdowns at the moment, though, about specifically books because, like, have you seen all this, like, stuff with, like, the Internet Archive in particular?
No.
This is semi-video game related because there's a bunch of historical, I would say, important sort of material on there, including, like, the Wayback Machine that lets you go look at those old Space Jam websites or whatever, or you can use it for more important stuff. But, like,
there's definitely, like, users will be like, here's every DOS game that I can find A to Z.
There's a ton of stuff on there that is there under the understanding that this is meant to be a posterity sort of record.
Yeah.
But it can be used for piracy. But it's not even the video game stuff. It's books because they have legitimate books. A bunch of libraries, I'm going to get some of this wrong probably, but during the pandemic, a bunch of libraries, including the Internet Archive, the way that you're meant to lend out digital copies of books is to only lend out as many as you have physical copies.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And they loosened that during the pandemic because people couldn't go to libraries and people couldn't do anything. So they thought, well, let's let more people get them.
Yeah.
And now, like, the fucking big ones, like Penguin and, like, whatever, all the some big publishers and a huge college textbook one
are
coming after those sorts of places for that.
Huh.
And that so they're at
risk.
That
blows my mind that that's how it works because my girlfriend will do that. She'll rent books digitally from the library.
Mm. Yeah.
She'll read a book on her laptop, already insane to me, and then also just be like, for months she was like, yeah, I really want to read Becky Lucas's book, but they just don't have any copies of it. I'm like, you're in bed. What do you mean they don't have any copies of it? She's I can't click it. It's grayed out. And I'm like, that's absurd.
Yeah.
That's the whole, like, the dream of the internet, and it's like you're going backwards.
Mm. I'll message my friend PDF Pirate, and you'll have it in 20 seconds. But, yeah, it's a weird – like, I always feel so uncomfortable with things like this of, like, I don't know. It's the direction that the internet in general is moving where – the reduction of anonymity, which for certain things is an absolute positive.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone's fucking putting up instructions of how to build a bomb and not the or pirating a copy of How to Build an Atomic Bomb by U2.
Right. Putting up instructions for the bomb when the bomb doesn't come out for another 3 months.
That's egregious.
So,
it's also just like it's such a strange impulse to me that I'll never understand of like the person who comes into possession of this. And is like, and feels like they're doing some like civic duty. It's like, I owe it to the public.
You're not WikiLeaks.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, man, you're ruining people's fun.
Yes.
Like, let people discover it or get the book. Like, this thing of like, no, people want to know now and they want to know what the enemies are. It's like, it's a little toy that's out in like 4 months.
Yes.
Like, why do this? Like, okay, cool. The people who want to consume it and are going to consume it, it's like they probably shouldn't be. And then that just gets into the hands of people who are going to be pricks about it and chuck it up on Twitter and, people who get off on spoiling things for people. Oh, are you butthurt? Because I, you know, that mentality of like loving kind of ruining it for people just is,
it's so juvenile.
Just gets into the wrong hands. Like,
And it is a crime to steal and distribute copyrighted material, you know, that can't really be argued. So,
yeah, this is not a case of someone archiving something for posterity.
Exactly.
There is a clear.
This is more like that, like GTA 6 leak stuff, not to the same scale, but like, it's that.
That's the thing. Yeah, like you're saying, Tommy, it's spoiling someone's fun. Like, I don't care about Nintendo losing a tiny, tiny percentage of whatever book sales they might have had, you know, because at the end of the day, if you love the game and you want an art book of it, you'll probably get the physical one over the
you can find PDF. Every art in a JPEG at some point.
That's the weird thing too, is that like I don't even think that kind of falls under there because the book's not published by them.
Right.
I think Dark Horse published the books
or
they published the other big art book from Breath of the Wild, I think. So the Hyrule History one.
It's like they're going after their IP.
It's their IP. Yeah. It's the yeah. It's weird because it's like tied into the spoiling of their product.
Mm.
But the actual book, I don't believe, is put out by them. So
right. It's more like them if they were to go after people on DeviantArt for drawing fan which, you know, versions of.
They also do themselves no favors with this kind of stuff because I think hearing about this in isolation, you'd go, yeah, that's fair enough. Like, go after that person. Like, they've stolen something for you and yeah, they've like right. leaked these like details of this art that you're trying to create. And like also the fact that they've withheld nearly every detail from the game shows you that they really care about it being this like very sort of, you know, beautiful experience when and right. this completely fresh experience. But then there's also, you know, they're just litigious about everything. So people right. tend to like sweep it all under the same thing and, you know, go, oh, like the, you know, someone made a mod where you can play like multiplayer Breath of the Wild and have like 8 Links running around in there. And, you know, so it's like, I think they've already started filing stuff to take that down.
Right.
So
they do with everything that ever comes yeah. across their desk, yeah.
People tend to be very like, oh, it's classic Nintendo again, even when it does fall under the banner of like, no, someone's
like actual theft. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they sue ROM sites and it's like, yeah, that's illegal. That's right. pirated gear. But yeah. like mods and, you know, people making YouTube videos and having a yeah, bit of fun where they true. Put that stuff up and then
demonetizing.
They yeah, and then they like take yeah. that down. It's like, well, that helps you. That's like,
yeah.
that's advertising for you.
That's the thing, is the frustration. Like, this would be a lot more people going like, yeah, they should, if exactly what you're saying. Like, they weren't muddying their own waters by going after stuff that, even if it is within the letter of the law,
yep.
is frustrating that it is included in that. Like people who've made mods and whatever. So,
but I think this thing specifically is like
videos going online of their stuff too, you know.
A precedent about protection of privacy.
That's the thing.
I'm sure people use this, use Discord for like other legitimate reasons where you don't want to like out yourself.
We have discussions about like business things.
Yeah, yeah,
technically
true.
through our own Discord. We do use it for calls when we do the pod remotely and stuff. Like, I don't like the idea that someone could be looking in, having a little sticky beak, finding out early what we're talking about on this week's episode.
Well, so what we're trying to say is...
We would have to have planned something 5 months in advance.
What we're trying to say is sleep with one eye open, Tolkien taters and Nintendo. we're gonna leak all your private information.
Fuck.
We've already said your usernames.
Yeah.
That's also, just the start.
Also, no, thank you for being patient.
We truly will not.
You
everyone
specifically.
Will always be safe from at least us.
Yeah.
Do you ever have the thing where
I'm
you
so
just...
sorry for the shot of adrenaline that you both may have just gotten.
Do you ever have the thing where
I got
where
shouted
you...
out on the pod, but...
In a real threatening way.
Yeah.
Now we get sued by them for...
Oh, yeah. For harassment, I guess. Yeah.
The thing, I just have this kind of like weird disconnect where anyone that I only interact with online in a forum like that where they've just got a username and a little pic, I just really, when I think about that person living their life, you know, when they'll say, oh, I watched this and I had a discussion with my wife afterwards, I just picture that playing out as an interaction with like whatever their...
Like a circle with an image in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So the aforementioned Tolkien Taters, one of our patrons who's on our Discord.
Thank you very much as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Being a patron.
His picture is a little rock with googly eyes on it.
That's
and
right.
Anytime he's like, you know, just talking about his day or whatever, I'm literally just picturing the little rock going along to the cinema and seeing the Mario movie or whatever.
Well, it's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful world to live in.
Oh, this rock is way better at Marvel Snap than me.
Our Discord is like, it's like Animal Crossing for me. It's just a whole bunch of little creatures roaming around.
A Discord mod that would, not a moderator, because but a Discord add-on that would... type out, like, as you read a message, have it go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and like visually skin it, nice pastel colors and stuff.
Or even just for your texts and shit.
Hey, we could make that, and guess what?
Let's
get
sued
by
Nintendo.
Okay,
Nintendo's lawyer showing up to our door being like, but the word's like $100 million.
In court, having to defend ourselves for making software that speaks messages to you in little gibberish language.
God.
Just like, what leg do we have to stand
on? Well, Your Honor, it's from a game called Animal Crossing, and it would make your text go,
They can't have copyright.
Sorry, speak closer into the microphone, please.
Yeah.
It would make the text go... Please mark down that the defendant is being incredibly silly right now.
The three of us there, day one of court, all rise for Judge KK Slider. We're fucked here, boys.
Yeah, looking through all the paper going... Doing that little KK noise.
Delivering the verdict as a song. It's like, God damn, cut to the chase, please.
This is beautiful.
They can't, get us for gibberish. They have not copyrighted gibberish.
Yeah.
We can do this.
That's true. We could, yeah. That's
we might win. This could be the people versus Nintendo.
And if you call it like Beast Pass or something like that.
Yeah.
Don't call it Beast Pass.
some better version of that. What's another synonym for animal? Me. Rawr.
Yeah. Creature.
Creature.
Yeah, creature pass.
Yeah.
I can't get another one for... Anyway.
Well, just so like that thing. Creature chat.
Creature chat's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds CC. Like a fucking creepy dating app, though, to me.
That's what I had wrong with Beast Pass.
Yeah, who's your Beast Pass?
Who's your Beast Pass?
You get one animal that even though you've got a girlfriend, you're allowed to fuck.
Fuck. Oh, my neighbor's dog. I mean, what?
Anyway, the Discord is a part of our Patreon if you want to sign up. Patreon.com/filthycasualspod.
Yep.
We're doing a bunch of different stuff soon with videos over there too that I'm excited for.
Yeah.
There's going to be cool things coming over there if you want to go check it out. But
More audio. More podcasts. Exactly. Essentially.
More of everything.
Yeah.
God damn it.
We have every week, we have a second podcast we do.
Uh-huh.
It's part of the Patreon package where we talk about stuff on TV. We're doing Succession Season 4 at the moment.
Yep.
I'm very excited to talk about the latest episode, which we'll be doing on Monday.
Yeah. As am I. Speaking of spoilers, I had it spoiled for me.
Yeah. I was going to bring that up before.
Yeah. Look, folks, inflation's hit. Everything's gone up. In a fair world, we just raise the price of our Patreon a little bit. But instead we've decided we have to start churning out more content to
That's
be competitive
right.
with people's go-go lifestyles and the fact that people now have fuck all money.
Mm-hmm.
So get over there and you're going to get a lot of extra stuff for it.
That's
content
it.
Inflation is hitting, baby.
So it's,
and the banks are furious with us.
It's that podcast that we do every single goddamn week and about 250 back episodes of that. An extra little audio thing we'll be doing pretty regularly, we think. Mm-hmm. We hope to.
I think so. This is all new stuff we're trying out, so we'll
yeah.
But it's pretty cool to get in on the ground floor, I reckon.
Yeah. Early access to our YouTube stuff when we do them, which we've just put up publicly, our playthrough of The Murder of Sonic the Hedgehog, part one of that, and we're going to be playing that out to completion. And the Discord, there's a Facebook group if you still use Facebook.
Good people Facebook. In there.
There's some of whom.
It's the Face group. So heaps of shit there. Oh, and like.
If you join up, you might get randomly attacked on the podcast and threatened with. No, we can't possibly.
I don't
do
know that was an attack.
Would.
I love those guys.
I'm totally kidding. Like, it's great having the people we've got over there to,
it's lovely.
To chat with.
Yeah.
I've got to reply to a message about my Infinity Machine. I've been crafting a big I'm going to take photos and shit and have a proper expose.
Someone asked you a question that was like the question in itself was an essay.
It's the enthusiasm that you get when you're talking Infinity Machine.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do? what else could there be other than everything?
Mm-hmm.
That person must be so jealous that me and Ben get to sit in the same room as
we're
the
in it right now
every week.
It's behind
and
that.
That's it. Mm. So for any listeners that are curious about it,
can I take a photo of the corner?
No.
Well,
I want to move some cords, and I think I've got some personal documents over there.
Oh yeah, I can see those. I'll zoom in on those.
It's not really ever on display for me and Ben. So if you're jealous that we get to be in the same room as it and gaze upon its glory, we don't really get. It's in a
we
cupboard that is closed. We could ask. We could open the cupboard.
Guess
when Adam
what
leaves
the answer is.
That's true. We should get him out of the room with a little pretense and then
just throw a ball. Or even pretend to throw a ball.
Yeah.
You can keep the ball. Speaking of balls.
Yes.
Arcane might be dropping at least one of them with the coming soon release of Redfall that comes out on the 2nd of May. And they just said today that at launch on the Xbox Series X, it won't have the performance mode. It'll only be like the 4K 30. Not the biggest thing in the world necessarily. It's annoying.
It's just like weird, right?
I think that's the interesting thing about it is that it's pretty indicative to me of what I'm after some previews that came out in the last week too. Mm-hmm. starting to get a bad feeling about that game, and it's been unclear the whole time. We've sort of talked a few times about how their messaging about what it even is has changed, and like at the fucking last minute they've been like, oh, we'll take out the Always Online.
Yes.
We'll try to before launch and all of that.
And you say it's not the biggest thing in the world, but it's like I'm a frame rate guy. Mm. I care about it. Like,
I'm an ass man myself.
It is something that if you care about that stuff, it's like that is a big deal. It's like, well, I don't want to. I'm gonna wait because I like things being smooth.
That's why
things look like shit to me if they're a slower frame rate.
Yeah,
I suppose the reason I don't mind is because I just like, oh, I'll play it on PC. But it's still like. I agree. And this generation especially.
You pay for the higher end of the hardware, it's like you want the option.
Yes. Resident Evil 4 Remake was another one where I want this generation to be able to do the high frame rate things all of the time.
Yeah.
And that one was a little bit weird and annoying with it where it looked noticeably worse, at least on the PS5.
Yeah, that's the thing to me makes something feel next gen.
Yes.
It's not the crispness of the image, it's the fluid movement that makes me feel like, oh, this is really high end.
Yes,
agreed. So I'm someone who will sacrifice that ray tracing and stuff to have it running that 60 frames.
I find it a little hard to go back now.
Yeah, totally.
But so
that looks like Steamboat Willie.
These who? These previews? Do you mean Sherlock Holmes?
Penis Mouse.
The previews of
penis
it looked
mouse.
Penis Mouse.
That is the bootleg.
That's the bootleg
that's
shirt.
That's it.
I think the bootleg shirt.
That's the like first one off the off the line. Mouse. Penis Mouse.
That makes me think of a bootleg like version of like an EDM producer.
Yeah,
like a dead mouse, but he's got a big penis helmet rather than the mouse.
That's the drawing then.
Okay, someone
and penis
remind
mouse
me
in like Mickey Mouse font.
If you're in the Discord, remind me and I'll do up a drawing of Penis Mouse for you.
Fuck yeah!
If I'm in the Discord, I'm telling you to fucking remember it yourself.
Yeah, we'll chuck it on bloody Redbubble.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, well, Redfall Bubble. Yeah, it didn't look good to me from those previews. I don't know if any of you watched any of that video.
I haven't. I haven't seen anything since like the last one where they emphasized like, hey, it'll be single player. Don't worry about all of that shit. It's not like Back for Blood. It's a story. It's a open world game.
What they showed was in these previews was a group of four players shooting at a big floaty enemy that was very slowly taking damage from the crappy looking weapons and awkward looking movement, and just like it didn't look like a finished game to me. This is obviously a preview. I'm watching a video from someone else who's played it, but and I've liked Arkane's games, especially Deathloop.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. We'll see in a couple of weeks, but
it's not feeling good when you're seeing Suicide Squad and you're seeing this, and you're seeing Gotham Knights, I guess, like reeled back on it, but this wave of companies being like, yeah, we'll sacrifice a bit of our integrity for some microtransactions or some games as a service, keep people
and
around.
That's, I don't know. I don't have any clear picture of what that games as a service type of stuff is in this game, in Redfall.
Mm.
It just, the gameplay looked average.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I remember being pretty cold on Deathloop from what we saw of it, just like it not being really clear what it was and thinking it was maybe like a, like the whole like you die and then come back, thinking it was going to be like super rogue likey. So yeah, I don't know, maybe in practice it'll be a lot different, but yeah.
We'll see. We'll talk about it on here in probably 3 weeks.
Something. Yeah.
God damn right we will.
Don't try and get me to stop.
And I'll be playing it on PC in sweet, maybe 120 frames per second.
Hell. Who knows?
Who? Yeah, or 30. Well, yeah.
As smooth as the frame rate may not be,
yes,
is the opposite of how smooth my balls will be when I'm playing it. Thanks to the people at Manscaped.
Yeah.
Do you want any edits on that sentence, or shall
would I?
Yeah.
Much like me shaving my balls, you can't improve on the best. But I do it anyway. Manscaped back again.
Yes.
Sponsoring this, and thank God we still like their stuff.
Yeah. The Weed Whacker 2.0.
They've done it again.
They have.
The only company bold enough to do sequels to physical products.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't need to know the backstory. The Weed Whacker 2.0 is a good entry point into the series.
Here it is.
The Car 5.
I guess I didn't need to steal the PDF because they sent one to me. They sent me the, I guess what, the warranty booklet. I got that. And I got the Weed Whacker 2.0. It's the ear and nose hair trimmer.
Mm.
It's even better than before. It's like a USB charged, semi-waterproof, no cuts, no pinches or anything. Beautiful little trimmer.
Reduced. We can't promise that it will never cut you. If you jam it into your stomach, I reckon you could hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Same with any object.
Don't put it up your butt. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It's the old Johnson & Johnson no tears.
Right.
It's like, well.
It's like when, you know, in the ads when they would show, which this is one of, when they would show like, if it kills 99.9% of germs, there'd always be one little blue germ left in the tiny corner somewhere
after
it sweeped past. You can't make, but it seems good. You're the only one lucky enough to have received yours yet.
Yeah.
So we haven't, call us cowardly if you like.
Mm. You can't do
haven't
a-
Haven't shared it.
No, but no, you can't do a testimonial yet.
But Ben seems positive on
it. Yeah, I love it. They slightly change the design with each generation.
I'm inspecting too and I can't see shit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I used it recently enough. Yeah,
I
good.
I can see straight through to his brain like a Ren and Stimpy episode.
Yeah, that's
a little.
You can
see me wind, out the other side.
Wind blowing through.
There's a tumbleweed and a sign that says nobody home.
Yeah.
But who wrote the sign?
Gone fishing.
So the Weed Whacker 2.0, fantastic. You can buy that now from manscaped.com. You can get the Lawnmower 4.0 as well.
Yeah.
It's the, like, you know, body trimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Trim any hair on your body and it'll be gone.
It all works great. Have a look at what they've got over on their website. And while you're there,
you know what else you can trim?
Whatever you choose to buy. Yeah, what can you trim?
A delivery fee.
Oh,
and brother. 20% off of the cost.
Mm.
Oh, my.
How's that for
goodness.
A saving?
1/5 and free shipping.
That sounds like a really good deal.
It's
honestly.
Great.
Yeah.
And you use the code FILTHY to get that. So go over to Manscaped and have a look at what they've got. Mm. Manscaped.com, I assume.
Yep.
I have a feeling that can't be wrong.
I reckon that is 100% correct.
Hey, and
on behalf of all three of us, tidy yourselves up. For God's sake.
Yeah.
You get
specifically, let's call out more Discord members. Specifically. No.
All right, Hairy Jim. Fucking sort yourself out.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Fuzzmaster 10,000. You've got it. But yeah, the Lawnmower and the Weed Whacker 2.0 are ridiculous, are great.
Yeah.
I mean, in particular, are great. I don't know why I said the word ridiculous. Because of the ridiculous savings.
They're ridiculously good.
20% off free
good.
Shipping. And,
and then they
out.
Have a bunch
code
of...
Code FILTHY.
A bunch of packages, you know, that are a bit more handy. It's like, well, if you don't have any of this shit, you get all of it at the same time.
Cool little leather bag.
You set up, yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
Little deodorants and... Such.
And if you're doing that on the internet,
like
you gotta be goddamn certain when you're on the internet, because Nintendo can subpoena you at any time.
Yeah.
You make sure you don't let the fuckers know where you are.
Yeah. Mm.
The official slogan, no it isn't. That's me editorializing.
If they want to find out that if you've been shaving your pubes, they subpoena you.
Yes.
So you, that's you those people being NordVPN. What does a P and VPN stand for, Ben?
Private.
Yeah.
Private. You can play a bit of modern day catch me if you can.
Oh,
between
yes.
PDF Pirate and Nintendo. So it's like Tom Hanks works for Nintendo.
Yep.
He's turning up in Belgrade.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, PDF Pirate, he's home and hosed.
Yeah.
He's in the Caribbean.
The scene in Catch Me Where You Can where he busts Leonardo DiCaprio and he's pointing the gun at him. But Leonardo DiCaprio's like, hello, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy's French, I suppose.
Oh, he is of the kingdom.
This is outside my jurisdiction.
I am righteously tearing the streets apart. NordVPN.com/filthy is where you go and you get yourself a massive deal. You get several months free. You get...
Yeah, 4 months free.
4 months free.
When you sign up for 2 years, and you get a ridiculously huge discount as well.
And from my genuinely quite extensive research years ago of like what to do for a VPN and having continued that opinion now, I think it's the best one, NordVPN.
Mm. They recently updated their software, so like their Quick Connect works a little better. The way that you can like suspend the VPN if you want to like... be in the right country to shop for clothes,
it's
for
really
example,
smooth.
Is much handier
I've
now,
integrated
yeah.
it quickly with an iPhone, a Mac, a Windows PC. So have a look at nordvpn.com/filthy for your deal today.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Or tomorrow, but within the next 48 hours,
yeah,
please.
Before you like do any banking or anything,
yeah. Action
honestly.
This by Friday, please.
Yes.
Before next week so that they re-up the ads again.
I promised it'd be on my desk by Monday, so I need you to do it by Friday night.
By COB.
Okay.
You're giving me flashbacks to my day job, guys.
The first prick to turn close of business into a little acronym.
Almost every acronym in the world.
We'll jazz it up. We'll make it a bit fun. It's a demand. It's a time limit.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it a bit jaunty.
C-O-B.
C-O-B.
If they said Cobb, I would be in.
Because I'd be thinking
Can you get that
corn.
Done by Cobb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could get it. But that gives you like the Bart Simpson opportunity to be like, you said get it done by Cobb and I haven't eaten my corn yet.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they wouldn't be able to pull you up on that at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's like a grammatical thing, they can't give you a warning.
That's call HR in.
That's right.
Which I call here's an acronym for you. RE4, Resident Evil 4, that stands for specifically the remake, specifically RE4R. RE4R M. Mercenaries.
Mm.
They put out that update last week.
Yes, they did.
And
I played the first stage.
It's fucking fun,
I reckon. It's great, yeah.
It's a wave-based kind of thing. You get like 150 enemies throughout a level come at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make it to the end with enough spare time, then you get an S++ rank. Mm. It's like a score-based thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're whipping through the enemies from the game in one of... three levels. You got village, castle, and then like a part of the island.
Yeah, right. I've only gotten up to castle.
And then you've got Leon. You've got a few more characters. Maybe I won't like spoil. Not that they're spoilery, like you've
other,
got
other characters from this game that had four characters in it.
Yeah, and you've got like one of them. He's not even in the game. He's a special guy.
True. That's true.
You get different weapons and abilities based on which character you're picking. And it's just a fucking hell of an arcadey good time.
That's it. It's an arcade game. It's House of the Dead, basically. You're forced to be a little bit more active, a lot of retreating, running around, you know, shooting on the move. But fuck, it's good. I'd never played one of these modes before.
They chucked one into 8 after the fact, I think. Or so, similar to this, an update down the line.
They did, yeah.
You know what I brought up in the chat the other day was like 8 getting that third person mode.
Mm.
And that expansion that I think, were people not into that? Because I feel like it came out and we didn't talk about it at all. I was like pumped for it and then I feel like it just completely passed me by for whatever reason.
I think it was kind of lukewarm, the reception of it. I've been meaning to have another look at it because of the VR mode and like...
Yeah, true.
Game, but, I'd like to do another run through in the third person mode.
Because it's the end of the Winter's family saga, right?
Is what they've said, sure.
And that DLC is playing as Rose...
Yep.
Rose, the daughter, it's third person mode. Mm. I think maybe it's also not quite as like, it's not an action-y focused bit of game.
It's a bit short. But the Mercenaries thing was before that.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what would be cool? Resident Evil 9, the Winters.
That would be cool.
The Winters family saga's done. Mm-hmm. So someone new's got to come in. Resident Evil 9, Mega Man. What are they doing with him?
Okay.
He's just sitting around not doing anything.
Okay.
Get him in the mix.
This cunt's really into bootlegs.
Is it 2D?
Calvin pissing on the Holden logo. Have him in Resident Evil.
Okay.
Chris Redfield, we gotta go. It's me, Sonic the Hedgehog.
And there's like a live Grateful Dead recording playing in the background.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they do that in Monster Hunter. That's like, now you got little Okami.
He's running
around.
That's true.
So yeah, the Mercenaries mode, very fun. It just takes that really enjoyable combat of the main game and gives you a little arena and a sandbox to use it in. You're running around picking up power. So the thing that's not in the main game that is in this is like you get a special superpower when you build up enough of a meter and you're doing different moves for each different character. It's a good time.
What's Leon's one, like rampage mode or something?
There's pretty interesting ones for depending on which character you get.
Right,
again, it's stuff that is a bit of fun to see on your own if you care about it.
Yep.
So might as well leave it for people to discover. But if you enjoyed the combat in Resident Evil 4 remake, which is good, and you like sort of arcadey games,
yes,
this is that.
You're going Aussie again. Arcadey.
Yeah, fucking.
Arcadey games.
Oh, don't get fucking tidgy on me here. I'm just trying to do... So the other thing, though, that has come along with this update, they said that this Mercenaries thing would come out a week later and that's all cool and it's very fun.
Mm-hmm.
They've also chucked in...
You get a little bit of sweet and you get a little bit of medicine to take down with it.
They've Mary Poppins'd us here.
I'm loving this peanut butter that I've been given with absolutely no ulterior motive.
Oh, it's really crunchy. They've slid past the goal.
Yep.
A microtransaction update to this too. There are now microtransactions in Resident Evil 4 Remake, which were not there at time of everyone reviewing it and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at time of rating the game, I would assume, which is like kind of weird to me.
Oh, right, because it changes the... If there's like a gambling element in it, you mean it has to have like a different classification?
And this isn't really gambling. You're buying a specific thing. My understanding of it is that you're buying upgrade tickets for the weapons. So there's like a final super upgrade you can do to all your weapons. And those are the things you're able to buy with real money now. So it's sort of like, it's close to, I suppose, the like, when you can buy like the map reveal in like Forza Horizon and see where all the signposts are and stuff like that. It's just like a weird little extra boost.
Cause
like
it
would have been a cheat back in the day.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of this stuff too, you kind of notice this sort of stuff is, like you'll go to get something on the PlayStation Store and it'll be like, here's the game, and then down the bottom,
buy these
here's
coins.
Like, eight different things that are $4 each. Like Persona has a lot of it. I know, I think Resident Evil has a fair bit of it.
They do Yakuza costumes games have and it. Stuff often.
Which that's that, like, the cosmetic, I don't know, it's like not having that as an option to just like discover and unlock or do a little challenge is kind of a bummer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's totally unnecessary for that game, and it's just like a little money grub thing, and they know that it wouldn't be well received or they wouldn't have done it with this update.
Yeah.
So, bit shitty, but whatever.
It's
optional
down still.
Too much of anything.
Yeah.
But just a little grotty to chuck that in after the fact. But that's there. And the Mercenaries mode is great, and that's free. And it's really fun, so that's cool.
And have they said whether they're going to do that DLC that they did back in the day?
I don't know if they've said it yet, but it will happen. Because that was like a... like they found files in the game related to it. Like, sure. I don't think Capcom has said anything about it yet, but there's evidence.
PDF Pirates at it again.
Yeah.
Little out of my jurisdiction going into the code, but I'll make an exception because I love Resident Evil 4.
Can you save the code into a PDF and then I'll read it and distribute it?
There's like the Separate Ways thing that came with like the PS2 version of Resident Evil 4 back in the day. They added it for that.
Bring back the chainsaw controller.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
They should have redone... They should have done one of them.
Yeah,
fine. That thing was the most ridiculous of all time, maybe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Of all peripherals ever, yeah.
I feel like there was a disembodied torso controller for like a zombie game or something.
Okay.
And that it was, or maybe that was like a statue. Actually, it might have been like a collector's edition statue that it was like chopped off limbs torso with like a bikini on. It was really disgusting.
Yeah, that's ringing a bell.
I think Dead Island might have done that.
Yeah,
that
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I always wanted that chainsaw controller.
Yeah?
Even though I knew I would never end up using it. It's like any of that stuff, like the Street Fighter, like the arcade, like the, you know, the big long kind of arcade stick thing.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it'd be sick to have one of them.
Well, anything like that, I mean, those chainsaw controllers are probably all in the ocean now, and the only way you're going to be able to get them, because people have thrown them away, is by going and dredging them back up.
Mm.
And you're not going to do that, because surely dredging things up from the bottom of the ocean wouldn't be any fun.
Well.
Huh?
I got news for you, buddy.
What?
It's fucking really fun.
It's fun as hell.
It's one of the most fun things I've done this year.
The point of the game being that this is really depressing and lonely.
Mm.
Boy, it's really selling me on the lifestyle.
Yeah.
We're talking about Dredge,
which
is out now at least on Steam.
No, on everything. It's been out for a couple of weeks. Maybe it's been out on Steam for a little while and it just recently come to console, or did it come out on everything
I think it came out all over the place relatively recently.
But it's on Switch, Xbox, PlayStation, Steam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can get it any old how.
Xbox
Matter of fact,
One.
I've got it now.
I'm playing it on PS5. I don't know if that has made a difference to its quality, but it's fucking very slick, very visually slick, very well designed. It does have like a... You can dial down the reflections, actually, to...
Oh, on the PS5.
To make it a bit smoother, but it's very, very smooth anyway.
I'm playing it on PC and you don't get any... You can turn reflections off... you don't get any kind of like quality or frame rate.
There's
settings
a few for
like
shadows and for stuff.
Yeah,
like that,
right, but, right.
It looks fantastic. It's a fairly simple look. The game is about you're on a little fishing boat.
Mm.
You show up and crash your boat into this new island, and you're there to be the fisherman. And they're like, "We'll give you a boat. Don't worry about
it. Pay off your loan.
Go out there, do some fishing, pay us back. It's all good." And you travel through this little network of islands, taking on tasks for people and mostly fishing related. Can you look for this thing that's at the bottom of the ocean for me? Sometimes it's just, can you give me a specific fish?
Yes. Yep.
Gets a little more in depth because as you go on, you're discovering that there's something a bit macabre to this area.
Mm.
Everyone's a little spooked. Everyone's kind of freaked out all the time.
Yep.
It's all, there's something going on. And when it comes to night, there's a day-night cycle and you're fishing around in the dark. You don't want to be out there.
You can sort of.
Yeah.
Stuff comes after you and you have this little like kind of panic meter thing and so there's
it's like
stuff
your
that,
eye up the top of the screen darting around more and more as the night goes on.
You'll start to get attacked but you'll also start kind of seeing stuff and the screen will get all warped. And
right.
Yeah, so it's just basically that loop of you're going out, you're doing your fish, you've got like a little cargo hold so when you're catching fish you're also doing a bit of Resident Evil style inventory management where you're...
God, I wish there was an auto sort in this game.
Nah, I love it.
It is part of it. I've done a lot of like frustratingly going, I know these can fit because different fish will have odd shapes as well.
Yeah.
So like...
Some are like... It's like Tetris. Some are L's, some are four squares.
A stingray will be like six blocks, but then one little tail block coming out. And so you've got to rearrange them because you've also got space in that cargo hold where you've got to store your engines and you've got to put your fishing rods and whatever.
That's right. And some fishing rods can only catch certain kinds of fish. You want to upgrade your engine so you can get around faster because time only... passes when you're moving or fishing, which is a cool little mechanic. And just so, if you haven't played it yet, time does move fast. You're not like getting a full actual day's time for a day.
No, it's like 2 minutes. If you're moving around and fishing only, you're done.
And so the fishing is done through a little mini game, classic sort of timing, button pushes and stuff like that where...
Kind of like a Mario Golf. You're trying to... press the button while the cursor is over the green.
Right. And different variants on that.
It switches up pretty regularly, And the more, the better you are at doing this little mini game, the quicker the fishing will go, which is saving you time. So,
and as you're upgrading your engines and your fishing poles and stuff, they will give you time bonuses on them too. So that, you can get more done in a day, basically. There's overall time pressure. It's not like you've got to be done within a month or whatever.
It does track how many days you've been playing, but it's just for, your own knowledge.
Exactly. You're not like, there's not a time limit on the game.
It's just
a mechanic of like only letting you get so far from a port, basically, do so many things in a day that you're slowly upgrading as you go on through.
That's right. Yeah. You start off and you've got to, they garnish your wage a little bit every time you sell your fish. But once the loan is paid off relatively quickly,
I thought he was going to be like a Tom Nook kind of guy in there, but it's like the first time I went out fishing, I think I paid it off. Like,
you do that and then you've just got the boat and then you're getting your... It's a classic, like you've got all your little upgrades are sort of sectioned off into different bits. So you're finding these little research parts that you might find in a shipwreck that let you unlock slots to buy better fishing rods and better engines. You're then also... getting materials to build different things and
like crab fishing cages and like nets to put down that'll sort of automatically fish a spot for you. And then one day you just go out and manage all of them and pick them up and that's that day.
That's the day. Yeah.
You've got to repair them over time though as well. Yeah. But it's all really smooth and fun and engaging. Like often those sorts of mechanics in like city builder type games or like roguelike kind of ish games like this, I find them just like chores, and it doesn't feel like that here.
I'm really
enjoying planning out
totally
what to do and where to go, and like when you find yourself going over somewhere and fishing on the way and just getting a bit carried away with it and realizing, fuck, it's 6 p.m.
Yeah.
I need to get to a port.
And also being like, oh, I was going over here to get this piece of material and now I don't have any room because I was in new bits of... Because I also made the mistake of like I was getting new I assumed I was kind of like upgrading to a better fishing rod. So I was getting rid of the old one, not realizing like, oh no, they all kind of do different things. Like right. they've all got, they'll
There's
have a little thing of like.
Classes of fish, like coastal or oceanic yes. or whatever.
Yeah, so you need, you kind of do need one of each. And so you're expanding your, right. You know, the amount of space that you have for holding fishing rods and stuff like that. You do need to make sure you've got like, or yeah, just, one of each kind of terrain covered.
Or plan out where you're going so you leave port with the right ones. And they yeah. take a couple hours to install or whatever, so maybe do it the night before.
And yeah. then after a certain point, you unlock fishing rods that are like versatile and cover.
That have three different ones.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's so engaging.
Oh, and it's not just the sort of time management, resource management loop that we've said so far. There is another imperative of like, well, if you go and find this thing, then you might get a little bonus thing to your boat.
There's other types of – you're following several different sort of tracks of requests and stuff most yeah. of the time.
Yeah, it's a bit more like Cult of the Lamb in that it's this kind of like gathering – time management, resource mm-hmm. management, but it's got a thrust to it. It's got propulsion and momentum. It's not just like you're in this thing and you're just building up your boat for 100 hours if you want to play it. There right. is an objective that you sort of like early on you uncover, and it's basically you've got this big map and it's like
yeah.
one of these things is all the way over here and you're just simply not going to be able to make it there in the start. So it's like that first like new engine that you unlock where you're like, oh, we are hooning now because
yeah, yeah.
you go so slowly at the yes. start, like you can barely make it across the other side of the bay, and then pretty quickly being like you're, you know, relative to what you were doing before,
yep.
you're really zipping around. You're not, when we say you're pulling into a new town and doing stuff in there, you're never getting out of the boat. It's all just right. done through menus and text and stuff. So
it's
static, painted
images of these pretty engagingly written characters. There's nothing too deep in there or whatever, but like I'm liking the little stories. They're in like a painterly style, almost
it's a bit
like
Disco Elysium sort of style in terms of kind of its tone, and it's like
exactly
it's
yeah.
got that real, like you really feel cold playing it. It's yeah. got that real sort of like dreary, yeah. like it rains a lot. And it really is a easy one to role play in because you're never seeing your player character.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting some dialogue options, but just this thing of
you
like,
see him right at the start.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That first little cutscene is just like an old fisherman.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, and like the only thing you're ever controlling other than scrolling through menus is just you're steering the ship around. So yeah. it really is an easy one to just like, yeah. I'm loving that, just like locking in and being like, yep, I'm in my little boat,
yeah.
going out at night, doing this, doing that, and then you're getting sidetracked. And
fine.
Apart from, I think when you like get add nets and stuff, which you can see, you're not like, the boat is not being visually customized. Like,
not really.
You're up, like, you'll expand the hold or the hull in, like, you know, the first bit of progression, and the boat's the same size. It looks the same. It controls the same, except for when you change the engines.
I think there's little bits and pieces that you can sort of see on the deck.
Right.
But it's not significant. It's not like you're building this massive thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also bits where, like, you'll find a little island and you'll pull up to it and there'll be, like, a little abandoned workshop or whatever, and you're going and looking through that, but it's all done in text. It's like
it's all menus.
You walk through the living room. What do you want to do? Do you want to look in the, you know, do you want to look in the drawers? Do you want to open the cupboards?
It's super engaging, and like the tone of it is all really great. Where like, so as you go on, and right from the start, there's like sort of a clearly Cthulhu-y type of thing happening. There's like a big red beam in the sky that you can see at night, and when you're catching fish, sometimes there'll be these fucked up versions of fish, and uncovering that aspect of it, like you're getting these little bottles, messages in a bottle throughout that are telling kind of a fair while ago backstory. And as you piece that together, I'm really into the tone and the story of this, and just that loop of figuring out what you want to do, going out, getting a bit of fishing done, taking a break for a day away from it because you're like, I want to get this upgrade, so I want to sell some fish for some money.
Yep.
Or I randomly came across this thing on this other island when I was going somewhere else, and this thing needs me to get this number of whatever to complete this other task.
Yeah, it's Breath of the Wild. There's always something just out of reach.
Yeah,
so you get
like
to the
Wind
thing
Waker,
that you were aiming
could,
for.
Yeah.
And then there's just like, oh, but what's that up there? And just being like, yeah, I don't reckon I'd I don't reckon I'd make it up there yet. Yeah. I need to keep, keep plugging away. And you kind of do hit a bit of a wall where you're like, because you also, you
there's
can get
a bad
get,
boat driver right there.
Jeez.
You get damaged over the course of it. So you have to go in and pay for your repairs. And mm-hmm.
The way the damage works is great too, because it'll like cross out, like, I think just a random block in your storage, which might disable an engine. And then you're just like floating so slowly to the next place trying to fix it, or like knock out some of the one of the fish that you got.
You
or like anything
there,
that's on that block will get fucked up by
it.
Or tossed in the ocean.
And so you'll be like, you'll have found like the new engine or new rod that you want to get. And it's like, $500 or whatever. And you're like, all right, pretty much nothing. So I'm just going to have to grind around here, and then you're slowly getting
planks.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden you're getting attacked by something. You hit a rock or two. It gets dark, and then you're like taking on so much damage, and you're like, "Fuck, this is gonna eat into all my money getting all this shit repaired." Yeah, God damn it!
Because there's bits and pieces of not actiony, but like stuff where you got to move.
Yeah. You're getting all of a sudden it'll
be
like
big fish live in the ocean.
Yeah. What? Or a little whirlpool thing. Like, as it starts to get dark, you sort of start to see these kinds of things.
Right, this fog encroaches and you've got a light, but you kind of get hallucinations of these rocks suddenly popping up, but you do hit them. And it's just
so
much fun. You
can upgrade your lights.
So Moorish.
At the beginning as well, you have like an upgrade tree for your boat.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, well, if you want to get this one, you're going to have 2 planks of wood and some scraps. And early on, you're like, where's the wood? Where are the scraps? How am I going to get that and fish and get back before, sundown? And then, a couple hours in, you're like, yeah, I've got like 8 bits of wood in my storage. I'm coming back with too much scrap. Too
I'll
many
go have
bolts
a scrap day. I'm looking for scrap today.
Yeah.
I'm loving doing that.
I'm
it's
doing
not
a lot of talking
long.
Out loud to myself while I'm playing it. Like, my girlfriend was in the other room and I was like, right, okay, so I'll set up here for the night.
Right.
And have a rest now. And then I'm out getting wood. And she was like, who are you talking to?
Well,
the man.
My real wife. And like the feeling of getting up at 6 a.m. and going and hitting the open sea after a hard night.
Which visually, that like the way, it visualizes like dawn moving through the day into twilight.
The sun is passing across the sky during the day. You can see dolphins jumping out of the water.
And it gets, it gets like dreary and rainy as the sun goes down. And I'm someone who, I hate winter. I get big time seasonal depression. It's been kicking in here. Like, it's really gotten cold and getting dark early here in Melbourne lately. Yeah. And so having this in a game where it's like, 6 a.m., you got the whole day ahead of you, and then it's like you start to see that crest, and it's like all the stuff's kind of – it really does capture that feeling of like I'm out in the middle of nowhere. It's cold, it's wet, it's dark. I feel like, shit, I need to get out of here.
And then what was that so splash behind me?
Yeah.
It's making me imagine as well when I'm in these ports, like – if it's like 4 p.m. but I've done a bunch of stuff, I'm like, okay, I'll rest until the next morning. Mm-hmm. I'm just automatically imagining like, well, I'm going and having dinner with the whaler. Like he's telling me stories of the sea and the pub, and I'm fucking, it's just got so much character and place to it. And it's not super long. None of us have finished it yet, but we only started playing it recently. I think it's probably, you're looking at about a 10-ish, 12-ish kind of hour thing.
Which is,
similar to Call of the Lamb, where it's like, cool, do a version of this where it's got momentum the entire time.
Right.
And feels like purposeful.
You've always got an actual objective. You can fuck around and build stuff up, but you've got like, you get little extra, you meet people who give you little extra things to do, like, can you go over here and get this? But then you've got like a central, like, main list that's just like, boom, 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 go and find these 5 things or whatever it is.
I'm loving it.
I think it's this team's first game.
Well, they've nailed it.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of gone under the radar, perhaps with people who listen to this, because it's taken us a couple of weeks to get around to it. I think it came out just before Resident Evil 4 Remake.
And we had that and then the Mario movie. And like, it was on our sort of sonar for a little bit. And it's just fucking but also it's this type of thing where like, indie roguelike type of thing. Mm-hmm. You go, all right, what have you got?
Yeah.
Totally.
And I'm a little standoffish with that type of thing.
I agree.
It always looked pretty sick from the trailer that I saw. So I was always keen on it. And it only came out on the 30th of March. So it was only two weeks ago.
Mm. But yeah, I haven't really seen it. I kind of wondered because I started seeing stuff about it online and the people that are into it are really, really into it.
Mm.
And I haven't seen anyone in any of our groups or anything be like, when are you boys going to get around to the dredge? So maybe it's, you know, maybe it has kind of passed a lot of people by.
Mm-hmm.
But
if it has.
Yeah. If
chuck your line in and reel up a good game.
It's
really good. Huh? What a catch.
What we just did, we judged Dredge.
We judged Dredge.
Yeah.
Judged Dredge. And we judge it to be good.
If you liked Call to the Lamb, if you liked that sort of, that style of game having a bit more impetus to it, then you'll like this. And similarly, if you've bounced off something like an Animal Crossing or a Stardew Valley, going and gathering resources because there's not quite enough sort of propelling you forward, then
And even if you like a Wind Waker thing and the adventure of that, this captures that really well.
Right, yeah. If it's not propelling you forward enough at the start, you can upgrade your engine.
Simply paddle.
Mm.
It's so much fun. It's like maybe $40, just under that. It's $38, I believe,
right,
is what you're looking at here.
Yeah, I think it was like $30 on PlayStation.
Yeah, I think it's, $30.
Yeah.
I got it for $30 from like Humble Bundle with some percent off for having a so I don't know. I think it's $36.95 or $37.95 on Steam.
Yeah, it's right. A lot.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. A lot of care has gone into it. It's so polished. It's, I really can't fault it in any way.
Mm-mm, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I
said, I think before we started recording, I want it to be long. I want to keep playing this game for a long
time.
You
want like the infinite version of it.
I do.
Yeah.
I want an end game.
You know? I think you probably get to the end and it's like, anyway, just keep.
Or I imagine if you're going and upgrading everything as you go, it gives you a bit of time, which is kind of how I'm feeling about it.
It's got like a little encyclopedia of all the fishes that you find, and then there's the fish, but then there'll be like a fucked up mutant version of the fish. So it's got that kind of almost Pokemon-y thing of like, hey man, if you want to just like cruise around and try and fill out every little bit of this.
There's like 128 fish, I think.
Right.
So
there's messages and bottles and stuff that I presume are things that you can find all of.
It's all great.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this game. I'm going to absolutely devour it, I feel like, much like a fish.
Ooh.
And
music's great. Very similar Breath of the Wild-y music where there's big stretches where there's nothing in it and then it'll just randomly drop in this little piano bit that goes for like 20 seconds.
Mm. Or when it comes to night, it'll start like a foreboding, atmospheric kind of like scary song, which frightens me too much and I stop playing the game. No, I really enjoy it. I would recommend it to just about anybody. Don't think there's a demo or anything like that, but jump in.
Jump in.
Dive on in. The water's fine.
That's Dredge, baby.
That's Dredge. Let us know if you give it a run and let us know what you think. Hopefully you don't hate it and hold the three of us personally responsible.
Yeah.
We'll have to pay you back $10 each.
I feel like we've given you a good enough idea of what the game is.
Yeah,
let us know. One of the places you can do that again is patreon.com/filthycasualspod.
Yes.
You can jump over there and support the podcast. Means the world to us. Lets us do this. It's the best.
It really,
If you feel like doing that, we try to make as much stuff for you to make it worth it as possible.
Yeah.
If you've never gotten on there before, give it a little go.
Give it a whirl.
If you like getting the podcast for free, just a reminder that, any show that has a Patreon, it's greatly appreciated by the hosts and it really helps out.
Yeah, and yes, we do all of the back catalogue of the bonus pod is there for all time. So if you sign up today, brand new, you got over 200 episodes of content there for you.
YouTube.com/filthycasuals. We'll be doing different stuff over there soon in an exciting way, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of other places you can go to see a ton of shit that we do.
Yeah, you can still email us, podcast@filthycasuals.com.au. We answered some emails I think last week and the week before. So keep on chucking some stuff on through to us. We'll give it a whirl on the show.
Thank you all for listening. We will see you next week. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals.
Sorry, I've gone fishing.
Son of a bitch.
So I didn't say anything because I wasn't here.
Son of a bitch.
You should have read the sign.
Yeah.
Fishing hard or hardly fishing?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.